Today is Monday, August 24th, 2009. Welcome. Hope this music puts you in a good mood. Puts me in a good mood. Today is a double club birthday. Two of clubs and king of clubs. So you know, anybody born today is a major, major thinker. They're in their mind constantly. It's two of clubs, king of clubs. There's also a Gemini birthday that has these same two cards. It's in the end of May. I think it's May 30th. That's my father's birthday, actually. So two of clubs, king of clubs. And my publisher, Dominique, this is her birthday. So you know that the person born today is going to emphasize the king part more than a regular king of clubs would, because it's their ruling card. King of clubs is the ruling card of this birthday. And we tend to exaggerate the ruling card. I was speaking to somebody just this week, and he said, you know, I really relate more to my ruling card than my birth card. And you'll find this to be true with a lot of people. Not everybody, but with a lot of people. It's interesting. We have both cards energy within us, but our identification is generally stronger with the ruling card. Sometimes you have to look to see the birth card influences that are present. Born today, Carl Ripken Jr., musician Mason Williams, actress Marley Matlin, and Steven Guttenberg, a comedian and TV talk show host Craig Kilborn. We have comedian Stephen Fry, R&B singer Marshall Thompson of the Shy Lights, and actress Ann Archer. Yeah, I could see her being a two of clubs, king of clubs. Football coach Mike Shanahan, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. And anybody, did I miss anybody here? Rock singer John Bush. And yes, actor-comedian David Chappelle. Dave Chappelle. Now, you know, knowing that this is Dave Chappelle's birthday, you know, he's a comedian and he acts kind of goofy, but this guy is highly intelligent. Anybody born today is highly intelligent. I have one announcement to make today, and that is that we will not be having a show next Monday night. I mean, there'll be a show played. There'll be a rerun. But I won't be here because I'm going to be on vacation in Asheville, North Carolina, where I used to live. I get to go visit my friends and do some hiking. And we planned this trip right in the middle of blueberry season so we could go out and pick blueberries on our hikes. It's just a great time to be in Asheville. Anytime between now and the middle of September, the mountaintops are covered with blueberries, and you can just really enjoy that. I certainly enjoy it. Climbing up at, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 feet and then picking these wonderful, fresh, sweet, delicious blueberries off the bushes there. I'll try to post some pictures on Facebook if I remember to bring my camera. So welcome to the show. This is a show about your destiny. Generally, I have a little talk, which I'm going to start here any minute. About a topic, and every week it's a different topic. Sometimes it's about the cards. Sometimes it's just about something related to spirituality or life or something like along these lines. That talk generally lasts about 10 to 15 minutes. We take a short break, and then when we come back around 20 after, we start taking your calls for readings. And you can call at any time. Lately we've been having a pretty good backlog of people calling, so if you want to get on, it's best to call early if you want to ensure a place to ask a question or to share a story about your life. But happy birthday, everybody born today. This is Virgo territory, and we want to be nice to Virgos because they're all trying so hard to be perfect. Let's make it easy on them to be perfect. And if you were born today, I'd love to give you a little birthday reading. Or if you were born yesterday or tomorrow, whatever. Please call in. It'd be great to talk to you. So, remember, no show next week, no live show. But I will be back the following week, and I don't see myself leaving again for the rest of the summer or fall, as far as I know. Okay. I was out hiking this morning in the mountains like I do often, and I was thinking a lot about prosperity. For some reason, I felt like I needed to talk about prosperity again. I've talked about prosperity on this show a lot. You know, and basically, prosperity is, when I talk about that, what I'm referring to is just having a lot of stuff, having whatever you want, having a lot of things, having a good relationship, but mostly financial. I'm a diamond. I'm a double diamond. Both my cards are diamonds. So I'm here to say that there's nothing wrong with having money. And if you don't have money, then there's something you're doing that's blocking it. Now, we all are operating more or less unconsciously in our life. Much of what we do is unconscious. You might even say that your birth card is the way you will express unconsciousness in this lifetime. In other words, you will keep doing this pattern of the birth card until you become aware of yourself. You can do other than the birth card and the ruling card. You can act other than that once you have become conscious of why you act that way. So most people don't move outside of their birth card. Most people don't. You'll notice that. And that tells you that most people are not attaining a level of consciousness. So when I'm talking about prosperity, I'm also talking about consciousness. But if you just have a simple desire that you want to have more in your life, and you want to have more ease and more things, more money, nice place to live, you know, enough money so that you don't ever feel worried about the future, it's not that hard to attain. It's not that hard to do. I've often said that it's a lot easier to attain that than it is to deal with all the issues that come up around relationships. Relationships being much more challenging in its degree. So prosperity is about how much can you have. There's two sides of the coin when we're talking about prosperity, and it really does work from the inside out. You can go out there. I was talking to a good friend of mine this week, actually, and he's just about the same age as me. He's very creative, just like me, but he's never been able to make any money. And he's much more talented than I am. He's much more talented musically, creatively than I am. But in spite of that talent, he can't seem to make any money doing what he's doing. He's always struggling to get by, and he's starting to get old, and it's kind of sad to see that he's not having money. And I was talking to him, and I said, you know, one thing I don't think you've ever done is you've never really addressed your relationship with money, your prosperity relationship. So this is how it is, people. We have to, if you really want to have more money in your life, you have to start looking inside of yourself as to what's blocking it. And it really helps if you have support of some technology or information, like I've written a book and other people have written books about prosperity. My book is called The Big Money Book, by the way. It's on my website, seventhunders.com. You can get a copy there. And it's everything I learned that really works when it comes to making money. But just a simple talk about it tonight, just to talk about it in some brief terms tonight, you have to see that there's two sides to this equation. There is the people that want and the people that have. If you have, you're prosperous and money comes to you. If you want, you don't. So you say you want this and you want that. And this is what we all say when we this way that we set it up. We say, we think in our mind that wanting is what causes things to come to us. And it is true that a certain amount of intention about having something is necessary to have it manifest. It is. But most of it comes from creating a sense of having in our life. Creating a sense of I have. So, you know, I've talked about this before, but most people on the planet, like a large majority, like I think 90 to 95%, do not even own a refrigerator. If you own a refrigerator, you're like in the top 5 or 10% of the entire planet in wealth. So, you know, think about that. See, it's all about a point of view. It's all about a state of awareness, actually. So no matter what problems you may be experiencing at this moment, financially or with not having, if you look around, you have already. You know, I've told this story before too, but people that don't, that are in poverty, ignore what they have so much that you always find money laying around the floor of their house. It's just uncanny how that works. And that's a symptom of not paying attention to what we have. The fact that you could sit there and be thinking, I'm poor and I'm really having financial problems, and you've got money sitting right under your feet. I remember we were out looking at houses, and there was one house, well, there was actually two or three houses that day that were really, they left them in a shambles. Some people that were really poor had lived there, and they were just trashed, and they left all their stuff there. And I found money everywhere. I remember walking through and picking up all the money I found. I think I ended up about $3 after going to three houses in small change. They went off and just left it. That is it. So when it comes right down to it, it comes down to our ability to just see what we have and to say, oh, look, what, look at what I have. Look at what I have. I have a lot. I have a lot. So it's creating a sense of, and I call it, I use that word, but a feeling and a belief almost, but more of a, it's not like you have to believe in anything because you already have, you're just not paying attention to it. If you're having money problems right now, it's just a problem with where you're putting your attention or where you're not putting your attention. You're not putting your attention on all the wonderful things that you have in your life. And I'm telling you, if you could just spend 10 minutes a day even, solid, of just appreciating what you have, your income would go up all by itself. Magical things would start to happen to you. So there's an opportunity there for a practice of having. Many of us, I had to do that practice. That's what transformed my relationship with money. Was there were some specific practices. Those are all in my book, by the way, the Big Money book. But you can get a sense of it just from what I'm saying today. You know, you have to practice some form of appreciating. And appreciating really just means being aware of. Just being aware of. No matter what's going on in your life, there's always something right now that's really, really good. Are you paying attention to it? Or are you in your head worrying about the future, projecting fearful thoughts, or going over the past? It's really amazing, you know, but the whole science of spirituality about being in the now is the key to prosperity as well. It's all connected. The moment we can be with, and take it in, that means look, smell, touch, listen at all the things around, all the forms that we've created. I mean, you look around your house and everything there is something that you manifested. I can't believe how much stuff's in my house when I look around sometimes. I mean, boxes of stuff. And stuff everywhere. Furniture and things and glasses and pencils and pens. I mean, everything. It's just so many things. Every little thing got there because I manifested it. How much time do I spend appreciating it? We had a yard sale. Our neighbors had a yard sale this weekend, and they invited us to sell some things, and I've got a lot of stuff. And when I went through all of it, I could only find about 6 or 7 things that I really wanted to sell. Everything else I liked and I wanted to keep. It was funny. And then we ended up selling a couple of things that I felt like I shouldn't have sold them because I didn't get enough money for them because I thought they were worth more because I liked them. I thought they were valuable. It's hilarious, really. That's just a funny thing, but this is something that's very serious. I mean, this is, if you're having financial problems of any kind, it's not the economy. It's not the fact that you lost your job. Magical things happen to people who are appreciating. I mean, if you were going to hire somebody, two people came in for an interview, would you hire the one who's feeling happy and appreciating every little thing about your job, or the person that's ignoring everything? Ignoring. Doesn't even notice what you're offering them, the value of the job or anything. Of course you're going to pick the happy person. That's how happy people who are, the word happy has been overused, the people who are aware, just paying attention to the good things in their life, good things keep coming to them. The rich get rich and the poor get poorer. It's very, very simple. All it requires is some practice. If anybody wants to have unlimited amounts of money in their life, you know, like there's no problems, it's easy to do. It just takes a commitment. Because see, if you're starting out, if you're having money problems and it's been an ongoing thing, you've got years of practice of doing the wrong thing that you have to sort of reverse. So it takes consistent daily practice in order to reverse that. But it's really not that hard. Like I said, it's one of the easiest things that anybody can do. Okay, well, that concludes my little talk about prosperity tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you found something useful in it so that you can have more abundance in your life and be living the life that you were meant to live. We're going to take a short break right now. On this break, we're going to listen to the song off my CD, Bhakti Rock. This song is called Journey. It's an instrumental, just synthesizers and electric guitar. When we come back, we're going to be taking your calls. We have three lines full. I think line three is still open, but we have three lines full. And our first up will be Kelly from Pennsylvania. We'll be right back after Journey from Bhakti Rock. And that was Journey from my CD Bhakti Rock. Now, we were going to have Kelly from Pennsylvania up first, but actually we have another woman who called from, I'm sorry, is it Denmark? Where is it?
From Belgium.
Belgium. And your name is Kelly also? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, and this Kelly's from Belgium, our first caller from Belgium ever, and her birthday is September 7th, 1954. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thank you.
Yeah, so have you got my books? Have you been studying the cards, or how do you make the connection here?
I do have your books. I have also been studying the things for a long time since I've been a child, not necessarily the standard cards, but different other cards and other sciences like numerology and different things like that.
Uh-huh.
And your cards are very interesting, and I have interesting natural symbols happening today, so I figured I'm really supposed to call today. I had a rainbow behind my house, which I never had before. I had the owl coming to say hello, who greets me. I had thunder now, thunder, and I thought, you know, seven thunders.
Yeah.
The bugs were flying in my house, and I got a message that you're on the air today, and I never knew that. So I thought, and I've been getting 11, 11, 11, 11.
Interesting, interesting.
Yes. So I thought,
Well, good. I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
So you never called in before. So if you like, you can ask me a question about your destiny. That's your choice.
Thank you. I would very much appreciate that. I have a question regarding the best field for my success, both financially and for what I'm to accomplish in this life, as well as for where to move that's in accordance with my highest cosmic and divine good. For me and my Jack of Hearts partner, who has a birth date of the 22nd of November, 1958.
Uh-huh. So, you know, I don't know if I'll be able to encompass this entire, all these questions in one call, but I can say a few things that might be helpful. You're a four of diamonds and a two of spades. You know this, right?
Yes.
And four diamonds, one thing about four diamonds is they have a natural gift when it comes to understanding business. Okay?
Okay.
So having, being somehow involved in business, like a lot of four diamonds make really good consultants to other people in their businesses. That's one example. Or they have their own business and they do quite well. They just have an in-depth understanding. It's like a business manager organizer. So that's one thing. Okay?
Okay.
The other thing is you're a two of spades, and two of spades are really intelligent. I mean, you're a super smart birthday. So what kinds of things have you done? I mean, you are 54 years old. So what kind of work have you done so far?
I've done personal coaching. I've done professional singing, jazz.
Mm-hmm.
I've done traditional organization type work and sales, but it's not really the thing that I would prefer to focus on at this stage of my life. I would prefer to focus on my coaching and building that further, expanding it further.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that sounds fine. See, and I bet your coaching has a real methodical, well thought out approach to it. You understand? Because that's what you are. That's the kind of person you are. So you bring that to your clients. It's a good thing. You have a gift in that area. Okay?
Okay.
So what's the big question? You already knew the answers to that one.
The big question is, it doesn't, somehow I've had a challenge in attracting those who would like my services. And
okay.
are willing to pay for it. The people who finally do come really love my work.
Uh-huh.
But it's attracting those who are willing to pay a normal, basic price and willing to do the work, to be committed to it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, a lot of this is a big question, and I'm just going to talk to you for another minute or so. And then if you want, you can call again and we can chat some more. But I'll give you a little hint. The answer to this lies inside of you. It's not the people out there. It's something about how you're doing it that you're not getting paid. For example, some people who have trouble getting paid what they need to get paid, they haven't gotten clear on their prosperity relationship yet. You understand? That's very common. That's one example. Okay? So once you're really clear on the value of what you're doing, once you're really clear, like you know what it's worth, and you're not going to compromise, you're not going to do it for any less than that, then you're ready to start making money at it.
Maybe I would call you back because I do feel a definite worth to my work and to me who I am.
Well, then here's the second part of that. If you are clear that it's worth so much and, you know, that's not the issue for you, and then you're still not getting the money that it's worth, then you're doing the wrong job. Okay? I mean, when I started this work with the cards, I had a conversation with God, and I said to God, because I have conversations with God, and I pray, I said, God, if you want this card system, if you want me to continue doing this, it has to be successful. I can't do it if it's not successful. Do you understand? And if it hadn't been successful, Kelly, I would have stopped doing it a long time ago. Do you understand? I'm not so attached to this work that I would keep doing it when it was obviously, it wasn't meant to be. Do you understand? Are you there? Okay, I think we might have lost her. Anyway, well, moving right along, if you're still there, Seth, we'll move on to our other Kelly if she's still here. See who's here. Is Kelly from Pennsylvania here?
Yes. Hello?
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 Is this Kelly from Pennsylvania?
This is Kelly from Pennsylvania.
August 14th, 1979, right?
That's me.
I'm good. How are you, Kelly?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great.
I guess I have more of a question. Mine's going to be more relationship-based.
That's fine.
My partner with the birthday of 1/23/71, four diamonds. Mm-hmm. This past year, I guess, has been in some ways challenging, but at the same time, not always in a negative way. And I kind of want to know, by looking at the cards, because I'm kind of new to the system. I have the books and everything. I've just started the readings and everything. If it seems as though it's a very karmic relationship from what I'm getting, from what I'm reading, if this would be something foreseen in the future or if it's something that I should just be done with now, I guess is more of my question.
Now, okay, good question. He's an Aquarian, right? Is he Aquarian?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, okay. So that means his second card, his ruling card, is the Ten of Clubs.
Ten of Clubs, correct.
Yeah. And you happen to be Saturn to the Ten of Clubs. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
So you are his big critic. See?
Okay.
And it doesn't mean that you intentionally are out to criticize him, but God gave you that power to tell him and to know and to tell him when he's messing up. You understand?
Okay.
Now, if I was consulting with him, if he and I had a session together, and he said, what should I do? Should I date Kelly? I would say, no, you should run away. Because I never recommend anybody to date their Saturn card, you know.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with you, but it's always going to be difficult. Way more difficult for him, by the way, than for you. Do you understand?
Okay.
You may get a reaction from him, like, even if you weren't critical of him, like outwardly, okay, even if you weren't critical, he feels it anyway. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And that may account for some of his behavior if you're thinking his behavior is off or something. Are you still there, Kelly?
I'm still here.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know what specifically has gone on, but that gives you some ideas about it, you know.
Okay.
Now this is, you just have a new birthday.
I did.
And I see his card showing up here in Mars this year.
In Mars, yep.
Yeah. Yep. And so it's going to be fighting is going to happen.
Great.
You know, fighting and sex, you know. But this is a good year for you. If you did break up with him, you would meet somebody right away. Okay.
Okay.
Because you have an Eight of Hearts environment and a Ten of Hearts long range. I mean, there's just so many. This is a year when, if I were you, I'd be focusing on my work, my career, a lot.
Okay. All right.
Because it's so good this year. You don't want to miss this opportunity.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, that's a few things. Okay?
Okay. I thought it was kind of weird because as I've started to do people's spreads, it's like my mom's a four of diamonds and my dad's a ten of clubs. I mean, not a queen of clubs. And I thought, that's the same two colors.
But your mom's not an Aquarian, is she?
No, she's a Scorpio.
Mm-hmm. So she doesn't have that ten of clubs ruling card. And that means that, you know, you're not Saturn to her like you are to your boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's a whole different matter, you see.
All right.
So, have a great year. This is going to be a fun year. Make it as fun as you can. I mean, why not?
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, Kelly. Thanks for calling. Be my guest.
Uh-huh. Have a good night. Uh-huh.
All right.
Goodbye.
Okay, we have more callers, and we will get to you after our next break. On this break, we're going to listen to the song Rama Rama from my CD Bhakti Rock, and we'll come back and we'll talk, I guess, to Lisa first from Brooklyn and then Rose from Minnesota. We'll be right back after Rama Rama.
Thank you.
that was Rama, Rama. Now, Ram is the god of who governs the heart chakra. So when you sing Ram chants, it opens the heart. That's what I like about Ram chants. Okay, next up tonight is Lisa from Brooklyn. She's staying up late to talk. And she's a talker. Three of Clubs, November 17th, 1964. Are you there, Lisa?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to hear your voice.
Ah, same here. What's on your mind this evening? Did I get your birthday right, November
17th? You certainly did, yes. Okay. November 17th, 1964.
Okay.
I have two questions for you, Mr. Camp.
Yep.
I will be going to graduate school this coming September for labor studies. Is this the right path for me to choose? And secondly, my other question is, my companion is a Ten of Diamonds. Is this a relationship that will last?
Well, how long has it lasted so far?
13 years.
You can't even ask that question. I'm sorry,
however,
you're not allowed to ask a question that already is answered.
Well, Mr. Camp, we've had the Liz Taylor, Robert, Richard Burton experience throughout those years.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe that's just how you like them.
Okay.
I mean, you are a crazy making three of clubs, after all. You know.
Yes.
So, you know, we don't know what you're up to. So if you've been going that long, I think you should stick with it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If you found somebody that, you know, have you ever seen that movie, The Mexican? It's called The Mexican. Have you seen that with Julia Roberts and Brad Pitt?
No.
Oh, you got to go
not
see
yet.
That movie. It's really great. They fight constantly, you know. And there's a really cool, the movie has like a little message to it, but I'm not going to tell you. I want you just to go out and watch it, all right?
Okay.
It's a good romantic comedy. Have your boyfriend or your partner watch it with you. I'm sure you guys will get a kick out of it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what else is on your mind? About going to school?
Right. I will be attending graduate school next month, September, for labor studies.
What's labor studies? What the heck is that?
This is where you do labor arbitration contracts. You also work with unions, bargaining. You handle political issues and try to get the best contract either for the other side or for the
So basically you become something like a lawyer. Is that right?
Yeah, something like it. That's right. It's like labor laws because my first class this semester is labor law.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you're going to be a fighter for somebody. I don't know who. You know, somebody.
That's right.
An intellectual warrior.
That's what I want to be.
A hired gun.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, if you like it, that's all that matters. It's always a good choice if you like it. I see you going to school. I see you being very successful in school. I can tell you that. You know.
Okay.
And everything's going to be just fine. It's all hunky-dory.
Now, I have one of your books, The Love Card. Now, what is my second card, apart from the Three of Clubs?
You actually have two other cards, and it's in
really?
The Love Cards book. They're called Planetary Ruling Cards, and one of them is the Seven of Clubs, and one is the Seven of Spades. The Seven of Clubs would be the more prominent one, okay?
All right.
And that is the card of spiritual knowledge. People who have a Seven of Clubs will actually go back and forth between being really feeling very free and unfettered about anything in the world, and then all of a sudden everything looks bleak and dismal.
Okay.
Sound familiar?
Yes.
It's all in the mind. None of it's real. None of it's real, by the way. You know, and you do have those moments of inspiration where you see that. You know. You've had these experiences where you see that nothing is really real. There's not really any problems. You see that at times. But you still will go back to worrying and the other stuff because that's part of your life path until you become aware and then you can stop that back and forth thing.
Right. I believe I'm getting there.
And another thing, Seven of Clubs, they love to spend money. So, you know,
but
your boyfriend probably knows
that. We also are very
that.
Generous, Mr. Camp.
What's that?
We're very generous with others. We're very benevolent.
Yeah, as long as you're spending money, you don't care if you're getting it or giving it.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk to your boyfriend about that.
Yeah, he doesn't like that at all. That's where the challenge comes in.
And I bet you that argument that you have of how generous you are with it doesn't really go over, does it?
And no, it does not.
That's great. This is perfect. All right. Well, listen, it's great talking to you. Feel free to call again, Lisa. Thanks for staying up so late, and good luck in school. You'll have a great year. I guarantee it.
I appreciate your thoughtfulness. Thank you for your time.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, next up, since we're on a roll here having so much fun, is Rose from Minnesota, August 27th, 1970. Are you there, Rose?
Hello?
So, are you born August 27th, 1970?
I am.
Okay, well, happy almost birthday.
I know. I was excited, so I thought that I should call you since you weren't going to have a show next week and call today.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah. Good idea. So I have I've met a lot of people of your birthday for one reason or the other.
Hmm.
My best friend's wife is your birthday.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Planetary ruling card.
Yeah. Same birthday. Yeah. Different age, you know. You're a queen of hearts and a ten of clubs. And so you have this thing about, you know, career is very important for you with the ten of clubs. You know, what
right.
you're doing in the world. Always be important.
Right.
But then the family life, too, comes into play. Most women I've known of your birthday are teachers of some kind.
Oh.
Are you a teacher?
Yeah, it's kind of been an issue of balance lately.
Yeah.
For sure.
I can see that. And what are you a teacher?
No, but I've tended to do so in most of the careers I've had I've ended up teaching people around me and being in that role.
Yeah.
Not as an official teacher, but, you know, more of training.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, your long-range card coming up this year, starting your birthday, is your ten of clubs. So I think you're going to have another year of teaching coming up here.
Yeah. Well, I have a two-and-a-half-year-old, so I teach every day. And,
well, this is different. This is going to involve groups of people.
Hmm. Well, here's one of the interesting things that I came across. You have both your Destiny book and the Love Cards book, and we were looking up. My husband is an Ace of Spades. He's a June 3rd, 1969. And so we were looking up kind of what was coming up for us because we kind of got a sense, some kind of sense that we should look. And
sure.
It turned out that he had a nine of clubs and a nine of spades coming up. And it just so happened that he got laid off a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And we almost, it was like we saw the writing on the wall. And so anyway, we have this wonderful opportunity now where we can decide, you know, where do we want to go? Where do we want to move? What does he want to do? And it's a real, you know, really looking at it from the positive standpoint of an opportunity.
Yeah.
And
well, that's good. I mean, well, I'm not looking at his cards, but I'm looking at yours, okay?
Okay.
And this is going to be a good year for you. You're a person who has fairly good karma with regards to work. Just naturally, you have that. Okay? In other words, it comes easier to you than most people to have a successful career, to have it be easy to find work or to get in and going in something. That's your basic karma. Okay?
Right. I've kind of felt like a Jupiterian influence.
Yeah, it's, well, the Queen of Hearts is a very, has a lot of good karma. It's, you know, Jupiter's one form of good karma. There's others as well, but the Queen of Hearts is a fortunate card to be.
Well,
it's lucky to be you.
We'll get to celebrate.
Yeah.
Lots of celebrations.
So this is going to be a good year for you, and that's all I'm going to look at tonight for you. I'm not going to look at your husband's cards just yet. But you can call back next week. I'll be happy to look at his, too.
Okay, well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. So, you know, I do think you're going to be teaching again, though. You know, even though there may not be any evidence to support that at the moment. I think something's going to come up, and that's because, you know, it's important. This is what, see, this is your ruling card. The Ten of Clubs is your ruling card, and it's part of who you are. And so that card is your long-range card this year. That means that part of you is going to really be brought to the forefront.
I see.
Life. And
okay,
that has to be teaching. That's what it's all about, that card, see. So it's almost...
Well, that's great. I'm really happy with what you've told me. That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of jives with what I've been thinking about.
Oh, good. And it makes sense. I mean, it'll be good for you. It'll be something that you will be good at, and it'll bring good things into your life. So there's nothing bad here to report.
Well, I would have been surprised, I guess.
Well, thank you so much for calling. It's great having you.
Thanks so much for calling.
Nice to meet
another
Queen of Hearts. And, you know, don't try so hard to be perfect, okay? You can let up a little bit.
that's the Virgo part of the conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thanks, Robert.
All right. Have a great night.
Yep. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to take another break, and we have lines open if anybody wants to call in. We do have one woman waiting, Kate, waiting, and we'll get to her next. On this break, we're going to play the song Shri Ram. When we come back, we'll take Kate's call, and we'll have time for maybe one more or maybe two. Be right back after Shri Ram.
ram he sita ram he hanuman lakshmana ram he raja ram
Welcome back, everybody. Well, Kate's been waiting so patiently. She's from New Jersey. Her birthday is June 8, 1950. Are you there, Kate? Maybe she stopped waiting. Hello? Hello? I guess we lost Kate.
Okay, Kate from Oregon.
Oh, Oregon. I don't know why you said New Jersey. Oh, this is Kate from Portland.
Yeah.
August 15th, 1948. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. But you said you had Kate from New Jersey ahead of me, so I was waiting.
Yeah. She never showed up. I guess she got tired of waiting. Oh, well.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, Kate.
Thank you.
So what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I've been... for a few years now, wanting to get a healing business going, and kind of been working, you know, day jobs to pay the bills, and really struggling financially. And I was wondering if this was the year. I didn't get to call for a birthday reading, so it's not that far away. Just if
no,
this is the year that's going to start happening for me.
Well, you have an Ace of Spades long range this year, Kate, which, you know, that card can mean that you go for it, you know. The cards can't make you do anything. But if it was me, and if I wanted to, you know, have something new happen, like a new career, this would be the year to do it.
Great.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean,
yeah, and
it takes courage to do something like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're there's always some risk involved or whatever, but looks to me like you're going to do it.
Great, because I've been waiting for a while.
Ace of Spades means a powerful ambition to start something new in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. Like it gives you the drive you need to accomplish it. See.
Great.
Yeah.
Good.
So what's the rest of your life like? What's going on?
Another area is, as well as not having any money for a long time, I haven't had a relationship. I haven't been out there really looking for it, but I'm kind of mm-hmm. feeling like this is the time to get engaged there again.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And, just wondering what you think.
So were you listening to the show earlier when I was talking about money in the beginning of the show?
No.
Well, you want to definitely go to my website and listen to it later this week after when I post the archive of it, okay?
Okay.
Because I directly addressed the whole prosperity thing. I think you'll find it very enlightening.
Okay.
But love is looking for you as we speak.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, Leos don't usually have to wait too long once they decide they want to do it.
Right.
They usually go out and make it happen, you know.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah. Is there, like, any areas where I should be looking?
Well, you have to go, of course, get out and be in public. You have to be public, a little more public, you know, for this to manifest.
Yeah, he's not going to walk up to my door, right?
Yeah, he might, you know, repairman or something.
He might.
Who knows? But
yeah.
It looks like you're going to have something quick in your Mercury period, which is now between now and October 6th. But then I see you becoming very social. And I think there's going to be more than one guy. I don't know if you're going to settle down with somebody this year. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It might be more like a year of sort of getting your feet wet.
Mm-hmm.
And getting back, you know, and just kind of getting used to. And, you know, taking time to figure out what it is you really want.
Mm-hmm.
Not being in any hurry. So, you know, I would just say enjoy whatever happens. You know, be open and enjoy whoever shows up. And just take it as like an opportunity to get more in touch with yourself and what you really want. And then I think perhaps the next year you will actually settle in with somebody in a more long-term way. Okay?
Great. Yeah, and does it seem like an easy transition from like my day job to my self-employment?
Well, I don't know how easy it's going to be. I mean, I don't think it's going to be easy because you've been doing the other things for so long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can tell from talking to you that you have a poverty problem in your mind.
Right. Yes.
And you need to address that. You'll never be successful in your own business if you don't address that.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make that your first priority. Like working on that. Mm-hmm. There's some good books out there. One of them called The Trick to Money is Having Some.
Oh, yeah. I know that book.
And my book.
I've read them all, Robert.
You haven't read mine. Mine is called The
Big
Money Book.
Okay.
I'm one of the few authors out there that actually started with a real strong poverty thing and actually overcame it. And I put what works in there. You know,
okay.
And, I mean, there's a lot of books on how to get money going, but you wonder if the person writing it actually had really went through it when I reached him. You know, some things really do work and some things just do not work.
Yeah.
So anyway, work on that so that you can have the life that you really want. It's not too late. Okay.
Lovely.
And you can do it.
Okay.
I have no doubt. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Good night.
Thanks, Robert.
Good night. Okay, last up tonight is Sherry from L.A. She is a Sagittarius King of Clubs, December 5th, 1970. Are you there, Sherry?
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Did I get the date right? 1971.
1971? Yes.
Okay, well, sorry, I didn't mean to make you older than you are.
That's okay.
Because you're so old anyway, you know.
That is true.
I am so kidding.
But I feel really young. No, I know.
You are not old. Okay, so what's up with you, King of Clubs to a Spades person?
Well, I am trying to decide between a career choice. I kind of made a radical decision about a few weeks ago to not do what I was going to do, which would be the normal way. I was thinking of going back to school and studying dental hygienistry, something that in 3 years would guarantee me a pretty good income, mm-hmm. and something I really didn't want to do, but was thinking about it because it, for the money, really.
Yeah.
But my friends were talking to me a few weeks ago and talking to me about what I really had passion for, what I really wanted to do, and what I love to do is study astrology and read it. That's what I do as a hobby all the time. And I just wanted to see if it's in the cards for me to take a year and really study something I really love and see if it would be successful. And a career in astrology as well as reading the cards, which is definitely one of my favorites. I've had your books for years, and it's one of my absolute hobbies.
Well, you know, you're in your most blessed year this year. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the wish-fulfilling year, and I think your friends are advising you very well that they want you to go for everything that you really want and not just making a decision, you know, based on, oh, you know, how am I going to, like, support myself? And I mean, unless you have other commitments that are pressing on you that force you to do something like that, this is the opportune time to go for it. Okay.
I was thinking that.
And there's no doubt that, you know, with your great mind, your King of Clubs mind, that you will do good at whatever you do. It makes a really huge difference when you're doing something you love to do. It really is. It's a complete different experience. And a lot of people have never had that experience, you know. They've never known what it's like to work a job that they actually decided to do because they liked it. So go for it. That's what I say. I say go for it.
I just wanted to make sure to know that it would be something successful for me.
Well, you're going into a Jupiter year next year, too. It's bound to be successful. Now, you know, these kind of businesses aren't usually spectacularly successful the first year, you know.
Right.
It takes a little while to develop them. But I don't see you having any big problems either, okay? So I think you're on the right track. Go for what you love and then watch the magic happen. That's what I say.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Good advice.
So if you ever need any you know, direction about the card study or whatever, you can email me anytime and ask me. I'd be happy to direct you. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, Sherry, I'm going to let you go. I have Kate, who we couldn't find, coming back on the line real quick. And so I'm going to get her before I hang up.
Okay. Thank you for your wonderful advice.
Please call again, okay?
Okay. Bye.
All right. Good night. Okay, I guess we have Kate from New Jersey back, born June 8th, 1950. Are you there, Kate?
Yes, I am.
So what happened to you there?
I don't know. You called for me and I didn't hear you and I don't know what happened. I got lost, but now I'm found again.
You got lost in your own living room. Sounds like a Gemini to me.
Yeah. That's right, I am. I am a Gemini.
Yeah, Geminis are the ones that are walking around, where's my keys? And they're holding the keys in their hand. You know, where are my keys?
Right. Once in a while. Luckily, I have a lot of Earth in my chart, so I can stay pretty grounded some of the time.
So what's on your mind this evening, this late there?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you so much for bringing this whole system out. It is just, I find it so helpful and illuminating. And so partnership is on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Partnership and two, you know, looking for the next love of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've been widowed for 7 years. I had a couple of frogs and I'm ready for that. I feel, but I haven't met him yet. I know I have a two of hearts long range this year, so you can tell me about that. And also with my business, I've been carrying this business on. It was my late husband's, and actually it carried me, and then I carried it, and it's done well. And I'm at the point where I am expanding, and I want to expand, and I feel the expansion. I need to take on a partner in order to really make that happen.
Okay.
In a big way.
Okay.
I
got it. Sure. Okay, so you are coming into your Saturn period on, wait a minute, hold on, I'm sorry, you're in Venus. I don't know how my thing gets messed up like that, my program. But you have an Eight of Diamonds coming up in Mars. That's really good. So I would be thinking of ways to expand your business right now so you can take advantage of this Mars period, which begins on September 20th.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. As far as a partner goes, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I'm talking about a business partner. I don't know. I do see love partners showing up, though.
Okay, good.
Now, you know, you have to take some action on your part. You know, you can't just sit at home and expect the partner to show up.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I actually am being proactive about it.
Okay, good. There should be really more than one guy show up for you this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how long has it been?
Oh, no, well, I mean, I've been widowed for 7 years. I've seen a few different men, a year, year and a half, and dating in between. But I really am wanting, you know, a long-term partnership with a great guy at this point.
Okay.
But I am dating. I mean, I'm perfectly open to meeting different men and choosing wisely.
Okay, sure. Okay, well, you're doing the right thing. There's all kinds of hard cards all over your spreads this year, so I don't doubt you're going to be meeting people. It looks to me like by your next birthday, you're going to be a lot more clear on exactly what it is you want. I don't think you're quite there yet.
Yeah.
I think it's still in process. So through the experiences you have this year, you're going to get really clear on what kind of relationship you want, and then you'll be able to manifest that very quickly.
Okay.
So
great.
You might want to try our dating website, lovecardsdating.com.
Really?
You can
serious?
Choose. It'll suggest people based on their cards and your cards. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Lovecardsdating.com.
Lovecardsdating.com?
Yeah.
I will definitely check that. Could I ask you to look at one card of a potential guy I might do some business with?
Well, I would, but we're running so late, and I really need to go. I apologize.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you talking to me.
Call back next week, and I'll be happy to look it up for you.
All right. Will do.
Right.
Thank you.
Good night, Kate. All righty. We're going to end our show now. Thank you, everybody, for hanging in there. We're going to listen to the Gayatri Mantra as we end our show, as we always do. And I hope you have a great week. Remember, I'll be gone next week, coming back the week after. So I'll see you in 2 weeks. This is Robert Lee Camp saying have a great week and good night.
bhakya dhimahi deyo yona chodaya. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Vahiyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya. Bhargo Devasya Vimahi.